Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn. And when you think of construction workers, picture a construction worker in your mind, or an electrical worker, or another tradesperson. What are you picturing? Are you picturing a woman? Maybe not. My guest this morning is Sue Blue, business manager with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 159. Sue, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kitty. I'm happy to be here and talk about apprenticeship and getting women into our apprenticeship.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people don't really know about apprenticeships. When they think of apprentice, they either think of Mickey Mouse in The Sorcerer's Apprentice or that other guy that used to have a TV show about an apprentice. Let's start at the beginning. What exactly is an apprenticeship? I guess I didn't really realize. I thought that, you know, you want to go to school to be an electrician or some other trade, you have to go to a traditional, like, technical college. But apprenticeship is a very cool opportunity to learn.
Well, one good thing about apprenticeship now that I think really is understood by the general public is what a good option and opportunity an apprenticeship is versus taking the college traditional route. So in an apprenticeship program, individuals are given opportunities for both school and on-the-job training. One of the benefits of an apprenticeship program is you're paid to go to school. You are working and earning money while you're learning the trade. So in our instance, the electrical trade. So you come out of our construction apprenticeship, which is a five-year program, with zero debt, making probably at this point in time between $70,000 and $100,000 a year. So when you come out of a four-year college degree and you're saddled with student loans for decades, a great alternative and something that we want people to understand and partake in because it's a great option.
So the requirements for apprenticeships and this whole learning opportunity, I'm assuming that they vary quite a bit depending on what career you're looking at.
For someone to qualify for our electrical apprenticeship, they have to have a high school education, where they've graduated from high school or have an equivalency. They have to meet a minimum math requirement, which is algebra or a higher level math class that they took in high school with a C or better grade, or a semester in college with a C or better grade. So those are the only real requirements that someone has to be able to apply and get into our apprenticeship programs.
My guest this morning is Sue Blue with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. So how many people are involved in apprenticeships? Is this something that's, you know, I guess maybe because, you know, I went to college a long time ago and I haven't really been, my eye hasn't been on, you know, learning and gaining a career. How popular are apprenticeship programs?
Well, I think apprenticeship programs are really regaining an interest, especially, you know, like we said, for a number of different reasons, but just basically a good option for financial security and to have a good family sustaining wage and benefits. So I think it's something that a lot of people, if they don't have family members that have been in the trades, don't necessarily understand that this is an option and what this option is. And that's what we're trying to do, is educate more people about what the trades are, the benefits of the trades are, and the process of getting into the trades.
How many women are taking advantage of this? Not as many as you'd like, I imagine.
Well, not as many as we'd like, but I guess the good news about that is we're a membership of about 1,200. So currently, out of that number, we have about 2.8% women. In our apprenticeship program, we have 247 apprentices. 24 of them are women. So the apprenticeship has 9.72% women. And even greater than that, looking towards our future, our first-year apprentice class has 39. 8 of them are women. So that's 20%. So we can see the increase and how we are becoming effective in getting more women interested in the trades and increasing that number. So I'm happy to report that we're on the right path. Obviously, 20% still isn't good enough. It's not reflective of our community, and that's what we really want to see, is our local becoming reflective of the people that live in our community.
Why should a woman consider an apprenticeship as opposed to some of the more traditional female jobs?
Well, I think an apprenticeship in the electrical field offers women a lot of opportunities, a well-paid profession, a profession that offers an opportunity to travel. So once someone completes an apprenticeship and becomes a journey worker, they can travel throughout the United States and Canada into other IBEW local unions and find work. So you have a trade that lets you, that's why journey worker is classification. So I can travel. I can find work. Maybe I don't want to stay in the Madison area. I want to move to the East Coast or West Coast. You know, there are thousands of IBEW, you know, local unions around the country, the United States and Canada as well. So a lot of opportunities for a long time career in a trade that not only supports a family living wage, but, you know, tremendous benefits with health care and pension. Our particular local has three different pension programs that our apprentices are part of. So it's a great long-term career that has options for other things besides necessarily working in the field, you know, teaching, you know, running for office, being part of the leadership of a local union. So being part of a trade, I think, offers women a lot of opportunities, and more so now than probably ever.
My guest is Sue Blue, the business manager of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, also known as IBEW, Local 159. So I think women can look up to you, because tell us about your role, and then I'm going to say congratulations.
Well, IBEW Local 159 has been in existence for 121 years. So I was elected the first business manager in that 121-year history 2 years ago, probably just a handful throughout the United States and Canada. So we're seeing changes, and I think if you want to be part of the change, you know, people have to see that reflected in the people that are leading and the people that are representing them. So I'm very proud to do that. We have a wonderful local. We have, you know, just a tremendous history, and we want to build a better history that is more inclusive, more diverse, and more representative.
So you're the first woman business manager in, what, more than 120 years?
Right, correct.
That's pretty fantastic. How did you get interested in this kind of career?
Well, actually, my beginnings, I'm not an electrician by trade. I actually worked within the office in an administrative capacity, and ran for business manager 2 years ago and was elected.
Well, congratulations. What kind of efforts are being made to let girls know that this is a career option for them?
Yeah, I think we have so many opportunities right now that we're participating in. We're part of a few different groups that really are focused on that particular mission. So the Tradeswomen of South Central Wisconsin is a group of various tradeswomen that kind of, you know, brainstorm, meet monthly and say, you know, these are our experiences and what can we do and bring this to our communities to educate school systems, various community organizations, to say these are real trades of interest that we want women to consider and at least be educated about. Because like you said, a lot of people have no idea what is an apprentice, what are the trades, what do they do, so many questions. So we want to be out there in the community to educate people, to answer questions, and for young women to see the possibility. Because like you said, I mean, most people don't think of construction workers as female or people of color. And those are things that we really want to join together with other organizations that have the same passion that we do. So the Tradeswomen of South Central Wisconsin, Empower of South Central Wisconsin, also spend a lot of their time, effort, and energy being involved in their particular communities on, you know, career days and different things like that that will show the opportunities to young women and the possibilities that at least gets that bug in their ear and their head and at least makes them curious about maybe this is something I could consider that I never thought about. So education, you know, education is so important.
Yeah, I don't know that I remember in my guidance office when, you know, career options were being discussed. I don't think anything like this. I didn't even know it existed. And obviously it did, you know, 40 years ago when I was in high school.
Well, and I think, unfortunately, it was like, well, if you can't make it in college, then why don't you consider a trade? Well, I know in the electrical trade, for sure, you have to be a very intelligent individual. It's not like, you know, the castaways of college go into the trades. You have to be very educated. Like I said before, one of the requirements for the electrical trade is you have to have a good background in math. So it is not a castaway option for people. And like you said, in most high schools in the past, it was not really promoted. We're seeing that type of thing change and working quite closely with high schools in their career fairs, career days, and offering education to let students know at that point in time. And even in middle schools, getting to, you know, students at an earlier time frame. So if they're lacking some skills, maybe their math isn't the greatest or their reading skills, to get prepared. You know, so that when you do consider the trades, that you're ready to go because you understand what the requirements are and you've prepared yourself.
I did have one quarter of electricity class in junior high. So, and the girls had to take that too, not just the guys. So that was a little bit forward, but I remember it was really hard. I thought this will be easy. I was like, my little light bulb is not lighting up. What am I doing wrong? But it's a little bit more involved than that.
There's a lot of education and school time, class time that also goes into an apprenticeship. So, you know, there's day school that our apprentices attend at Madison College one day a week. And it varies depending on what year of apprenticeship you're in. There's night school classes. So our apprentices go through a very rigorous educational portion of their apprenticeship as well as on-the-job training. So there is a lot of school that's involved as well.
How does someone go about finding out about the different apprenticeships programs that are out there and apply to be a part of it?
There are at the Building Trades of South Central Wisconsin, I think it's BT or btrades.com, that they can go to online, and it will tell them about all the different skilled trades and give information about how to apply for an apprenticeship program. You know, when individuals see the wage and benefit packages that people in the trades have fought for in collective bargaining over the years, I think that is also a draw that people, you know, understand that this is a very viable option, and that through the building trades, for our office, people can call here. We can give them information. We offer two different types of apprenticeship programs. One's our construction, that's a five-year program. We also offer a three-year program that's called Voice Data Video. It's a low-voltage program, but yeah, there's a lot of information out there in terms of the different types of apprenticeship programs that are available to people. So maybe it's not electrical that someone's interested in. There's also a Big Step that offers a lot of education, getting people into the trades and helping prepare them if they have some situation where maybe they're not good in math and maybe they have some help that they need to prepare
right.
them.
You know,
a lot
and
of opportunities out there for education on the trades.
Awesome. And I think that a lot of people who hear this, I mean, you don't have to be necessarily just right out of high school. You could do this at any point in your life. You might have to boost up your algebra memories a little bit, but I would think this would be a good change, like if someone's looking to change their career.
Well, and to tell you the truth, Kitty, I think the average age of a first-year apprentice is 27.
Oh.
We have a number of individuals that this is their second career. You know, they took the college route and decided, you know, this isn't really what I want to do. I'm not really excited about this. Or, you know, I can't find a job in my field. Or I've always been interested in electricity. So this year, I think, in our first-year apprentice class, we have a couple of people that are in their 40s. So it is an option. It isn't just for people graduating from high school. In fact, I think that's becoming less common.
Well, Sue Blue, thank you for educating me about apprenticeships and all the different ways and careers that women can get involved with. Sue Blue with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 159. Thanks so much for taking time.
Thank you, Kitty.
And thank you for listening for Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.